Everyone News via remote. I'm Paul. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that with schools being forced to shut their doors because of the coronavirus pandemic, the world is facing a generational catastrophe. Guterres made the comments Tuesday during a video briefing to launch a new UN campaign dubbed Save Our Future. It's aimed at strengthening formal education in a post-pandemic world. The head of the world body said that as of mid-July, more than 1 billion children in at least 160 countries are missing out on formal studies, while at least 40 million children have missed out on preschool. Guterres said that disabled students, members of minority or disadvantaged communities, and refugees and displaced persons are among those at higher risk of being left behind. Meanwhile, with the number of confirmed cases around the world now past 18.3 million and the number of deaths nearing the 700,000 mark, the director of the World Health Organization has warned there may never be a silver bullet for stopping the spread of the virus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom told reporters that while a number of vaccines are now in late-stage trials, all countries and individuals should still employ a do-it-all strategy, meaning testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to help stop the spread of the virus. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's confirmed coronavirus cases, negotiations between the White House and congressional Democrats have so far failed to reach an agreement on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are now unemployed. Negotiations continue today. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert and a member of the Trump administration's coronavirus task force, says the U.S. is experiencing community spread, which can be more difficult to contain. This is VOA News. European markets are mostly lower Tuesday in a reversal of the strong gains posted hours earlier in Asia. Asian markets were up across the board in response to new data from the United States and other nations that manufacturing activity has begun to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic. In commodities trading, gold is selling slightly up, while U.S. and Brent crude are slightly down. Meanwhile, in the U.S., all three major U.S. indices are trending negatively in futures trading ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Media reports say a suicide bombing attack killed at least four people, including the bomber at a Mogadishu restaurant in Somalia, which is popular with security forces and government workers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamist al-Shabaab militant group is suspected of being involved because of its history of targeting security forces. And Zimbabwe's president is warning he will flush out political opponents as rights groups report dozens of activists have been arrested in a crackdown. The president said his administration is facing many hurdles and attacks. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has represented more than 20 people arrested since last week when authorities thwarted anti-government protests that had been scheduled for last Friday. Iran State TV reports a fire broke out at an Iranian industrial area near Tehran on Tuesday. This is the latest in a recent string of fires and explosions, some of which have hit sensitive sites. A fire department official says the cause of the fire is under investigation. Five U.S. states are holding primary elections Tuesday with a Republican battle for a Senate seat representing Kansas among the key races. Heading into the November election, Republicans hold a 53-47 Senate advantage, while Democrats have the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. The general election is November 3rd, and winners will take office in January. Spanish media says scandal hit former King Juan Carlos has gone to the Dominican Republic a day after he announced he would go into exile, but the royal palace is declining to say whether he has left the country. The 82-year-old, who is under investigation for alleged corruption, revealed on Monday that he has decided to leave Spain to help his son, the current king, exercise his responsibilities. Daily newspaper ABC reported Tuesday that he had left Spain and flew to the Dominican Republic via Portugal. For more on these and other stories and breaking news, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.